If your Buxley does not perform properly, please return for a replacement. Buxley here to answer your World of Warcraft questions in this edition of Ask Buxley. This question is about food suppliers. Gudrine from the Ravencrest server asks, why can't druids in tree form grow food? I mean, why should mages be the only one who can feed the group? Oh wow, there's so much wrong with this, I don't even know where to begin. First off, self-produced food might be okay for the person who's supplying it, but it's definitely not something you want to try yourself. I mean, would you try having goblin armpit cupcakes? I would think the name alone would be enough to scare most people away. Okay, about those druids. When druids transform, all their stuff transforms with them. So basically, if you try an apple from a druid, there's a chance it could taste like an apple, but there's also a chance it could taste like the head of the boss the druid just put into his backpack. You get the idea. You just don't want to take your chances. Now, the thing about mages is, mages aren't the only ones that can feed a group. It's only good etiquette to bring your own food on raids and into battlegrounds and share it if someone runs low. Don't demand food from mages. Mages aren't vending machines. Well, unless your vending machine knows how to throw fire all over the place. Besides, it's a well-known fact that mages conjure their food, and like everything else they conjure, it'll disappear after a short time. That's why you get hungry again an hour after eating mage food. Thanks for your question.
Buxley is money, friend!